Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series. Annie Jennings PR is a national publicist specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media. Annie's vision and insight has revolutionized the publicity industry, as many of the publicity techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout this industry today have been developed by Annie Jennings PR. And Annie freely shares her publicity strategies with authors and experts so everyone can have access to the PR strategies, both the basics and advanced PR thoughts, so they can share their messages with the millions for the betterment of all. Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer for NYU's publishing program and for the American Society of Journalists and Authors. Annie Jennings PR has provided over 500 smash hit publicity teleseminars for consistent standing room audiences, reaching hundreds of thousands of authors and experts. She's a premier publicity expert in the country with her knowledge sought out by professionals and organizations everywhere, leading business magazine, even Fast Company, known for identifying trends as well as movers and shakers in any industry, says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. She's created the concepts of media websites and online press kits, defined how to create a powerful platform, developed the most advanced branding concepts known to the industry, created the Hot 35 and Hot 50 radio campaigns where you are only booked on the top shows in major big city markets and on regional and nationally syndicated shows, and crafted the revolutionary pay-for-placement publicity program that has helped thousands of authors and experts build powerful platforms and land six-figure book advances. She's got over 25,000 experts signed up with her company, and every morning Annie and her staff has but one thing to say. Let's kick it up a notch today. Annie, thanks for all you do for your community of authors and experts.
Well, thank you, Stacey. We also say, where's the coffee, but hey.
I know. Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. We do love our coffee here, and we do start every day with, you know, how can we make today just better than the day before? And we've been doing that for over 15 years, and every day just gets even better and better, and allows us to create more unique products that work in the marketplace and that help our authors and experts really help share their messages. That's the whole key, is when I get to see my mission statement in motion, that is, for the betterment of all, that's why we exist, I'm happy. So I'd also like to introduce Stacey. Stacey is a national publicist. She has worked with Annie Jennings PR for many, many years. Stacey is also a sports radio personality and a sports blogger who weighs in on the issues happening in the sports world and in the radio world as well. So you definitely have to check out her sports blog. You won't be disappointed. It is fun for all. So Stacey, thank you so much for joining us tonight as well.
It's absolutely my pleasure. I'm so excited to be back in action with
Annie
Jennings.
Back in action. That's wonderful. And,
yes,
you know, we have a good topic tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You
know, it's the one we always need to know about.
Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of new authors and experts who contact our company on a daily basis. And one common theme that I see and question is really how to create the optimal PR game plan for their particular PR goals. Mm-hmm. So I realized that authors and experts would need to have an understanding, perhaps a slightly better understanding, on how to use radio, TV, and print, and internet media to not only launch their book, to implement a very powerful book launch strategy, but also to help them reach their other goals as well. So one thing we wanted to talk about today is the various forms of media available to authors and experts everywhere, and what the deliverables, that is, what are the outcomes of that type of media? For example, if you do a radio show, what can you expect an outcome to be? So you know the whole law of cause and effect, Stace, and you do one thing and something happens?
Hey, it runs rampant. It's throughout everything in life.
Universal law.
That's true.
Yeah, so, you know, same thing with media. There are different media provides different outcomes or a different set of deliverables to the author or expert, and that's what we wanted to go over a little bit tonight. So when our authors and experts are creating the optimal PR strategy, they'll have an understanding of how to create the optimal plan, such as, what can I use as a safety net? What should I consider to be maybe 6 months to a year out? What should I start laying the groundwork for right now? You know, what's my fastest way to a book sale? And then you integrate the various media outlets out there in your PR strategy so that you have a strategy that works well over time. You have a very strong launch strategy. You have a medium-term strategy and, of course, a longer-term strategy. So one thing, you know, we can start with a couple of questions. And Stacey, you're very, very familiar with many of the topics we're going to discuss tonight, especially one in particular because you actually worked in this entire area for many, many years, I mean, maybe 6 or 7 years. So I wanted to talk about the type of media that allows access to people all over the country fast.
Ooh, I know.
You're called on.
Pick me.
Stacey, you may answer.
That has to be radio.
Good.
It has to be radio.
You're correct.
Radio is just tremendous. And now with the satellite radio,
mm-hmm.
not only can you do national programs with internet radio as well, you can do international. And with satellite, I mean, other worlds. Can other worlds hear us? No, I'm just joking.
you do never know.
You do never know, but that's the reach.
It's international,
yes,
right.
That's the reach that radio has. And you know what? Radio, to me, in working in radio for, six, 7 years. It's
at
been
least,
so long. Over
mm-hmm.
that, most likely. But, you know, hey, and I even married a radio producer.
That's right, you did. Oh, my gosh.
I've got the inside knowledge on all this whole industry. But, you know, it's just a tremendous way to really get more time,
mm-hmm.
you know, television, yeah, a couple minutes here and there, although that has its good benefits, too, the FaceTime, like we all love. But with radio, you can do it short lead time, very quickly. You can give out tons of promotional information. And again, the length of time that you get, let's call it voice time, is a lot longer. So it's a very good way to get your message out and really connect. And I think that's the important part. We're talking about allowing access to people all over the country very quickly, is that you can actually connect and create that relationship between guests and listener, that relationship that will help continue your name and your book title and your message in their mind is buzzing around. I know one of Annie's favorite words, buzz. But, you know, they're really going to want to hear more from you if you can connect with them. So radio is really a tremendous way to reach millions, cross-sections of the markets, all different types of audiences very quickly.
That's right. You know, we like to use radio as a safety net for every campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say you had to choose one venue to launch your book, the answer would be radio.
Absolutely.
Right. It's a safety net. It is a surefire way, you know, tried and true, it's proven, it's classic, to reach a very high number of listeners. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of listeners with your message all over the country, and as Stacey mentioned, even all over the world. So now that we have the online book distributors, right, you're able to reach the people, and everyone is very, very, used to going to the online distributors such as Amazon and Barnes & Noble and some of the others, that they're very happy to do so to buy your book, which this opens up the door to all the print-on-demand, to the self-publishers, in a way that we've never before seen possible. Before, anyone who tried to self-publish in any way generally had a tough time with distribution. As we know now, there's over 120,000 books published every year, and that figure may even be on the low side at this point. And there's only a certain amount of shelf space, right? So you really have to understand the way the book industry works to understand how distribution works. And although we'll save that for another teleseminar, it's difficult for a self-publisher or print-on-demand or a small publisher to get that shelf space. So one way now, with, of course, the wonderful online book distributors, you're able to actually access people all over the country and actually have them go buy your book without a problem. They don't have to go anymore into the bookstore. You're not at the mercy of being chosen by a major book distributor or book outlet to have distribution. So you can get your own distribution. It's also important to have bookstore distribution. I mean, that is the ideal situation, is to have bookstore distribution as well as online distribution, of course. But for many people, if you can only get your online distribution for this book or the book you're working on, that's okay. That's okay, because guess what? You can work with that. Now, I also like radio. It's a safety net. It's a guaranteed deliverable in that, as opposed to print or TV, where you're more at the mercy of their calendars, of their of their segment idea calendar, of the producing team that decides what they're going, what shows they're going to do over time, or at your, at breaking news sometimes, you know, if you're a breaking news expert, you know, you may or may not fit in with the breaking news of the day. So TV is somewhat of an unknown. But with radio, it is a guaranteed deliverable. That is, you're guaranteed to get radio interviews. There is no question. There are many, many radio interviews out there, and many of them are looking for the right guest. Now, some of the people listening might say, well, yeah, but how come no one's ever booked me? That is not unusual. I hear that a lot. When people call in, they say, well, you know, it's great and everything, but I'm not getting booked anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a strategy that you do use to get booked, of course, to get on the shows. Even though there's a lot of shows, right, they do expect you to follow a very professional, very established formula to getting booked on the show. Why stays, and we can go into now, what I really like to talk about is why it's important for the guests to understand radio, the objectives of radio, that is, it's about ratings, and why you need to be prepared. You just can't call up and say, hey, I wrote a book, put me on the show. Yeah, right?
You know what? And what is very, very true about that statement, and like I just mentioned previously, my husband was a producer at a talk radio station, at the number one station, actually, in his market. So he got all sorts of people calling him and soliciting him and saying, hey, put me on. And he always said he never put anyone on, not even, like, spent 10, 15 seconds with them on the phone if that was the first thing that they said. Hey, I wrote a book. So what? Right?
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. So that's just an amateur. And,
yeah.
You know, as people, like I'm also, we're also sharing some of the challenges you'll run into with radio, because with many people selling a lot of lists of radio shows,
mm-hmm.
just think about it. If 100,000 people buy that list and it's got the same phone number and email on it, what's going to happen? You know, the producer's going to have to, you know, move on in order to keep his job and get a new phone number and a new email address. So there's a lot of lists out there. A lot of people are buying them, and they're coming back telling me that it just seems to be impossible to get through. And that's true. It really is difficult. However, if you are working with a good PR firm or you do understand the radio strategy, you are able to secure these radio placements for yourself. There's a show for everyone in the top 50 markets in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And for the top breaking news expert, the ones that qualify for, they have very timely topics, great credentials, they can talk about issues in the news. You can be guaranteed a radio campaign with our company in the top 35 markets in the country, regional and nationally syndicated shows. Now, when you're talking about power, think of the amount of people that you're reaching with your message from the comfort of your own home or office via a telephone call.
Right? In a robe.
Or in your robe.
With coffee.
Right. With coffee.
That's
you're
favorite.
Just yeah, so you can go about your business. You do, no longer do you have to tour and spend a lot of money on a lot of things that don't bring you immediate results. Radio is excellent. So if you have some money to spend, radio would be your number one place to spend it if your outcome was launching a book and going after book sales and widespread exposure of your message. Now, a guaranteed deliverable of a radio campaign or a radio show is the fact that you will be able to share your message. That's guaranteed deliverable. If that's one of your objectives, you can do that. Stacy mentioned earlier you get a certain kind of, it's a sort of voice time. That's true. You're one-on-one. It's you and your listener. So you're able to speak directly into their soul with your message. You're really able to reach the people. Now, Stacy also mentioned two very, very important concepts. The concept of connection, right? That's really key now in building an audience, in building a community, which, Stacy, I don't know if you mentioned community, but you meant to.
Well, same thing, right?
Same thing.
Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
Community is very important. So
mm-hmm.
Now you want to use your media also not only for your widespread exposure of your message, you can also create a community, a connection with a certain segment of the population, and that's what you want to do. Because there's tremendous competition, there's a lot of experts in a lot of areas, and you want to stand out above the crowd, above the rest. Now, the fastest way to a book sale, of course, other than major TV, we know the ones we're talking about, everyone,
mm-hmm.
Radio is excellent because it's another way that you can mention the name of your book with the interview, and it's totally okay to do that. Now, if you were to mention your name, the name of your book constantly in a TV segment, you'd find yourself off the air very quickly.
And blackballed.
Right? Yeah, oh yeah, and they'd cut the, you know, the microphone, and the journalist, your host ear would say, get this guest off the air as quickly as possible. You know, because it's nothing but a promo, and guess what? The bottom line is, as we know, as we learned this week, the bottom line is that those advertising dollars.
Absolutely.
And what I'm referring to this week is people who are listening digital. This is the week that Don Imus got fired. And we know that a lot of the situation around that was the sponsors started pulling their money out, and people said they were not going to listen anymore. So what are you going to do? It's about the audience. It's about having the ratings that are going to bring in your advertising dollars. This is how the radio stations are stay in business. That's their business model and their formula. However, they do allow you to in radio to mention the name of your book. All right, it's totally acceptable to do that. You see, remember in radio, when you give them a fantastic interview, and Stacey's husband Jason will tell you this as well, when you give radio a fantastic interview, then usually the host wants to help you out as well. And it's protocol and very established procedure to have the host introduce you, your credentials, your area of expertise, the name of your book. They even mention your website. Now, you don't see that in some other media, which is why this set of deliverables is important to discuss so that you understand exactly what you get with the different type of media. All right, so we like radio. We like radio. It's the number one place to put your energy, time, resources when you're launching a book. All right, now no one can guarantee book sales, and here's why. Because we're not the buying public. A publicist can get you where you need to go, or our company, of course, can get you where you need to go, and train you to give a great interview, come up with these amazing segment topics that tie into the breaking news, book you on the biggest shows in the country, but what we can't do is control who is going to then buy your book. That is in your hands. That talks about how well have you identified your target market and their needs. All right, we were speaking to a wonderful woman before the teleseminar began who has an excellent book. I mean, it's so much fun speaking with her, and she obviously, you know, put together a dynamic book that's, I'm sure, going to do extremely well. She identified her audience, identified certain unique hooks, certain things that would be of tremendous interest to a listening audience. Now, would I buy that book? Absolutely. Absolutely, I definitely would, the one she was discussing with us. Because it piqued my interest, it made me curious, it had a great title, it had a totally unique hook, all right, that I really enjoyed. So that's the idea. Have you accomplished that in your book? See, no publicist in the world or no radio show can work that miracle for you. That's where you come in. That's why you knowing your target market. Now, we've done teleseminars in the past that teach you how to write this blockbuster bookseller, you know, book so that it can sell tremendously. There's a lot of technique and strategy used in that because you really have to know your marketplace quite well. So we won't go into too much detail in that in this teleseminar, but that the information we do have is out there. In fact, one of the links you might want to go to on Annie Jennings' PR site is anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm. That's anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm, and you will find a lot of our previous teleseminars up there free for everyone to listen to so you can increase your knowledge as well. So I think we've really discussed radio in detail.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good that we do because, again, it's some of the most available media as well.
It's
as
available, accessible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Accessible was the best word. That was what I was looking for. That's
well,
why you're who you are.
We specialize in words here.
I know.
Today was so funny, Stacey.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, gosh. Well, we were writing, you know, pitches today that have to do with all this breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a client who speaks to us in bullet points. Okay, that's fine. No problem. I said, just get me the bullet points. I'll make sentences. And then I said very proudly, my job is making sentences. Making sentences is what I do.
And it's so true.
Give me the bullet points. Give me whatever you can. I'll make the sentences.
Right.
And I had a great laugh because I was so proud of the fact that I could take a bullet point and make the sentence out of it. But that's what we do here. See, a publicist should be able to do that for you. This is the whole point. A publicist should be able to take your thoughts that perhaps you can't express. You know they're there, you've written your book, but yet when it comes to media speak, maybe you're just not well versed in concept development in terms of expressing it and speaking it in this type of format, a radio type of format, mm-hmm. a publicist does that for you.
You segmentize it. That's a new word. Segmentize it.
Can we copyright that?
Right now. Let's do it right now.
Segmentize. That sounds great. I love it. Oh, my God. That's your tell someone on how to segmentize yourself.
That's good. It's very hard to say, however, but that's exactly what we're doing. We're taking your points, your five most, your five messages that you want to get across
sure.
to the audience, that's your most important points, and we're developing them so it does become a segment because there's lots of other factors, of course, that go into what's happening in the media that day, like we're talking about this week with the whole IMIS situation. You know, you could have a great expert, but, you know, talking about the underlying issues of maybe racism or maybe of greed in America, because if I could just quickly go into my viewpoint on the whole thing, is that, you know, it took MSNBC so long and CBS so long. Why wait a week after IMIS initially spewed the comments to do something? Why wait? Because it's
sure.
all about the money.
I really love that you brought that up because we went out with three pitches today.
Mm-hmm.
One is we had, and you're going to love this, one pitch for a business expert
mm-hmm.
was,
mm-hmm.
and the pitch was, can one bad employee bring your business down? Editorial director of, and I won't mention the magazine, checks
right.
in, and they talk about how to spot dangerous employees, warning signs,
right.
how can they bring down your business, what
right.
happens if you ignore the warning signs.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did is we took a breaking news situation and we applied it universally to business owners and managers who are in the hiring process all over the country.
Segmentize in action.
Right. What'd you say?
I said segmentize
in action. Yes, yeah, so we were able to see how we did that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really, we weren't focusing totally on this IMA situation in this particular pitch, but we made it a universal topic for everyone so people can learn. What can people learn from what happened? And as you said earlier, Stacey, you wondered what took, I've got another one we did. You're going to love this one, but I'm going to save it for a minute.
Okay.
But what we did is let me go back to this thing about why they waited so long. We also have another PhD who talks about people's motivation and why people do the things they do. So our pitch today was IMIS self-destructs, PhD on his career suicide, how did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we did, that did very well too, but we talked about self-sabotage. How can an American icon destroy his career in one comment? And then we talked about how can you do this to yourself? And one question we asked today in this pitch was, can self-destruction happen to anyone at any time? How do you know if you have self-destructive tendencies?
Hmm.
Now, do you see how we took, once again, a breaking news topic, and we commented on the breaking news, the expert was media trained, and then segued into their topic. The PhD happened to write a book about some of these issues. We used the breaking news media today as a
springboard.
As a springboard, yes,
yeah.
That's the word. Now we have another one. You're going to love this one, Stacey.
Okay.
We have a crisis management expert who was talking today in our talking points in the mornings. We developed, like I said, the talking points. And I make the sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of I make the donuts, I make the sentences.
I make the sentences.
But, you know, it's funny because what she was saying was everything is key right now. Don mm-hmm. Imus' future lies, you know, everything is key with his, what she was saying to us was, in the meeting with the basketball team, it's going to be key to his future. Now, so we said, you know, this is interesting. Ironically, Imus' future in the hands of the Rutgers basketball team.
Right.
So here we go.
I'm glad you didn't say what he said.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do that, of course, but you
right.
see how that turned around? It was so
yes.
funny. When he tried to, you know, hurt and humiliate and, you know, and make fun of, et cetera, a team, now his future lies in their hands. However, CBS then decided to actually, you know, take their action. So did MSNBC. Now, yesterday or a day before yesterday, we actually went forward with pitches on, can Imus get his groove back or is he toast? Expert comments. This is before anything happened. Our crisis management expert was talking about, well, what happens when something really bad like this happens
mm-hmm.
to you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you possibly able to get it back? We also talked about, what should MSNBC do now? How can they save their viewership? How do they need to act? What are the things that they really need to do now to restore confidence. Now, what Stacey mentioned earlier, why did it take them a week? Most likely because they did not have a crisis management plan in place or anticipate this type of reaction or this type of situation.
Right. They thought it was going to go away.
Right. So we had a crisis management expert mm-hmm. who we positioned about why your company should have a crisis management in place, why you should always be looking for your weakest link and figuring out what to do should it whatever, unlink. So you see how we 4 or 5 segments out of this one news piece.
From all different angles.
From all different
angles. Areas of expertise, which is really important to note, too, that it doesn't matter, you know, what type of expert you are or where
right.
Your book is in the bookstores or on
mm-hmm.
Amazon and what category, quote-unquote, it's in, you always, there's news everywhere, all day
right.
long, all the time. You can always find something or an avenue to link yourself and hook into what's already being talked
mm-hmm.
about and ready-made segments right there.
That's right, and that was just an example of what we got out before noon today,
mm-hmm.
but probably before 10 a.m. today.
Yep.
So you can do it, too. What I said really is true. There's a segment for everyone in the top 50 markets,
mm-hmm.
and for the creme de la creme top experts there, you can get into these top markets without a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We do it over and over again for many, many years and with this type of formula that we're using. Today. So that, I do recommend radio. Now, also, there's more. You can also choose to start to integrate some print. Okay, print has some very good benefits as well. We happen to love print. It is a huge, huge platform and credibility builder. In fact, in one of the experts I said today, I said, okay, let's look at what I can do now to give her a nice bio, a nice positioning. From what point of view is my expert commenting from? Yes, she's a branding. She's a leadership strategist, a management consultant. Let me see what else in her platform I can pull. It's really going to position her separate and higher from her competition, from the others out today, too. I wasn't the only publicist, I'm sure, going out with experts, with my experts on this one. And I was able to mention that she's appeared in various print and recognizable print. Now, that's critical. Because what I was able to do was to establish her as a leading expert, which is what I wanted to do. Because all things being equal, the leading experts are going to get the gigs. Because why? Everyone's job depends on the person doing a good job. I mean, that was so hammered home this week,
mm-hmm.
is that everybody's job is at stake when the host, the expert, this whole process is sensitive to the right people being on the air. So there's a due diligence where the producers have to choose the most qualified expert to put on the air. So I have to show that my expert is indeed qualified by being able to say that my expert has appeared in major media. I was able to name media events that she has, or media, print media that she has had, or been one of the featured experts quoted in the print media. I was able to give her create her as a very credible source of information, all right, so that the media felt comfortable booking her because she came with a platform. She came with a history of media successes and media results. A first-timer would never have gotten the placements she got today because there was nothing. They had nothing to show for themselves. You've got to start to pack your bio and build your platform with media placements. Print is extremely strong. Now, Stacey, you can take it from here because I wanted you to discuss what can a person generally expect, though, in terms of a print placement. We know the days of features on your books no longer exist. You're never going to see that.
Yes.
You're not going to get a feature on yourself. You know, rarely. I mean, very special situations sometimes, something like People, but, you know, that's unique. But generally, print is a huge platform builder, and it's a very high a way to reach your targeted market. So, Stacey, tell us about what is a typical print placement these days for an expert?
Well, I would say a typical print placement is going to be one where you are solidifying an opinion of something else, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to, again, hook into if it's a daily or a weekly newspaper, then you're going to be able to be more current and talk about things again that are in the news that you are using as a hook. And a lot of times as well, you know, with print, it's hard to be like quote unquote breaking news, let's say, but you're able to get in the loop, let's say, with the journalists or with the editors, and you're able to hook into what they have planned already. Editorial calendars are a lot of times available to you, or if you're able to check out the outlet that you want to be in,
sure.
Again, like
mm-hmm.
Annie was mentioning previously, when you can say, hey, I was featured in USA Today, for instance.
Oh, yeah,
huge credibility builder. You know, as we'll probably get into in just a few moments, television usually follows print. So if you're in something that is like a USA Today, that the TV shows are daily looking to for their segment ideas, then you are already in a very good place. So you want to always say that you're available to the journalists. You want to always be the person they know they can rely on to go to for quality, for credentials, for insight on their stories and projects when they're under tight deadlines. So you can expect to be used as quotes. You can expect to be used like maybe a Q&A here and again on different topics.
Mm-hmm.
But like you were mentioning, you know, to say, hey, you know, Stacey Amaral wrote this XYZ book, here she is talking about her book, it doesn't happen.
No, in fact, generally, most print placements these days are a quote or two about the overall topic of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So your journalist is assigned a story, let's say, and then the journalist would also like to sprinkle experts throughout the piece. It makes good reading. It breaks it up. It makes it fast-paced. So your journalist will be looking for an expert. The expert will be allowed to contribute a quote or two. You don't know what quote or two they're going to use. They'll do a pre-interview with you and talk about the topics, and then one or two of your quotes or your commentary is going to be in the article, and you have no control over what they're going to choose, which, by the way, means you should understand media training and get a pre-interview, you know, learn how to give a pre-interview, because what you say can and will be printed. So that you wanna really be ready for your pre-interview. That's another teleseminar too. We also have those up on that link I told you about earlier, AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm. But meanwhile, you can expect to get a quote or two, and this is how they will identify you in the print piece generally. A rule of thumb is this. You will get your area of expertise. They will use your name. They will use your exact credentials, PhD. They won't say Dr. Stacey Amaral, pretend. They'll say Stacey Amaral, PhD,
mm-hmm.
all right, because the type of doctor you are is very critical. And your name of company or, no, this is a big or, name of book. All right, so you see, that is what you can expect in terms of identification. They're not going to sprinkle the name of your book throughout or talk about in your book and all that. No, because that's way too promotional, and that's not a news story for anyone. All right, the news story is you talking about what happened today in the news and why it has happened today, and then you're going to be identified with your area of expertise, name, credentials, and name of company and or book, okay, but usually it's or book, one or the other, depending on what you have, and that's considered your placement. But that carries a huge amount of clout. It is very, very hard to get those placements. You have, like I said earlier, over 100,000 experts or more all wanting that positioning, all wanting that media opportunity. So that comes, you know, competing for media openings or media placements, which is, again, another topic off our topic for tonight, but there are strategies for setting yourself apart and competing. But one very big way, media begets media. So when you land a media placement, Stacey mentioned this earlier, other media will also be looking to book you as well. TV does follow print, so if you appear in USA Today in the morning, you might find yourself on some big network show at night. No problem. They like to get the principles used in the articles. That's another reason to go after print.
Mm-hmm.
There's great reasons to go after print. Reprints. You can reprint, you know, your article for your media kit. You can also link to the article from your website. You can also make a PDF copy of the article and actually have it open up from your website as well. You can email your PDF. You can use print in so many ways.
Very
you really
visible.
Can. Oh,
visible,
incredible.
Tangible. It's a tangible it's a tangible outcome. You know,
that's
you
right.
have it in your hands. You never know how many times. I mean, how many people out here, and I know everybody's raising their hands when they're going to hear this question, but go to the doctor's office and they see magazines from August 2006. I mean, it sits around and lays mm-hmm. around everywhere. So,
oh, you know what I thought you were going to say?
What?
You read an article. You know what I do? I read an article, and I love the article, and I
uh-huh.
love the quote's great, and all of a sudden
right,
I say,
right.
oh, I didn't know that book was out there. I've got to get that. Do you know, I'll like, look around for a second, and I'll say, is it okay if I kind of rip this page out? And then see, people do that all the time. They'll read something. They'll be alerted to a new book, and they'll go buy that book.
Right.
Because that's how people make their choices. They make their choices by things that really relate to them. So if you're reading an article that's speaking to you, and now there's an expert commenting, and you like the comments, obviously you're going to like the comments because a journalist is a professional, and you're only going to put comments in that are really excellent. And then the book is mentioned, I will go buy it. Yeah, absolutely. And so will everyone else. So will a lot of other people.
And you know what? That's
mm-hmm.
especially true if they've already heard you on the radio.
That's right. Being everywhere at all times. Time.
Absolutely. Our
yeah.
rule of three is one of our favorite things ever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It takes at yeah. least three contacts
sure.
with your audience, with your individual listener, with your individual book buyer to
mm-hmm.
actually, you know, get it to click a little bit. But, oh, yeah, I heard that Dr. Stacy over there. And then,
yeah.
oh, here she is now, USA Today.
That's
her
right.
stuff must really be great. I'm going to go after it. You know, if you can resonate with someone and think about things that really, really matter to you as you're a part, at least if you're a portion of your target audience,
mm-hmm.
then you're really going to be able to get that connection. So when you do appear on the radio, and then you do appear in the magazine, and then because you're talking about the breaking story in USA Today, you are on the O'Reilly Factor later on, you know?
Sure.
As a newsmaker.
Snowball. It's a
yes.
snowball effect.
Absolutely.
So all the media does tie together, but do you see
mm-hmm.
now the different set of deliverables? So print, it's a long lead time. Many cases in magazine situations. Right now, we're doing this teleseminar in April, and I am working back to school placements, Stacey.
I know. Absolutely.
It's September fall placements.
Right.
So there's a long lead time, but appearing in these major magazines gives you a huge amount of platform power, and that's what you really want for yourself because that has sort of a media seal of approval. And
mm-hmm.
you do have to jump through a few hoops to get it because the media is not going to just say, oh, yeah, they're going to do the research on you for sure. And you're going to have to pass, like, the test to make sure you're a top expert in your field.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, you know, remember the Internet is forever. My little caveat here, buyer beware. Internet is forever. Be careful what you do on
right.
the Internet.
That's
so,
because
you will, you know, they will look and say, well, let's see what comes up. Let's do a Google of this expert. And hopefully everything is perfect and you have no challenges or problems. So just keep your reputation so stellar because of the Internet situation. But then once you're gathering all these media placements, you have so much power.
Yeah.
For example, when we go on to TV, right, I will I'll tell you sort of how I use print to secure TV opportunities for my clients as well. So just know that major print media adds a lot of power, it adds excitement, it adds credibility, it helps you create national expert status. All right, so remember there's long lead time in print, so you want to start when you're developing your strategy, print would be an early pitch for you, maybe 6 months to even 8 months prior to getting your book out. But of course, you know, your publicity people should know and be able to guide you for that. So print media is also very easy for the author to do. Remember, there's no travel either. So think of it, radio and print, you don't have to go anywhere. You have to leave your house, really, which is great. People are working, they have their own businesses, their real businesses. And one of the things people do not have the time to do is do their own PR. So for a while there was a trend, and that trend is, you know, fading very quickly now as people are realizing it's taking way too much time for me to try to do my own PR, and I can't break in anyway. No one will talk to me anyway. And plus, Stacey, as you know, the training period for PR people is very long. There's at least 3 months, and I'm telling you, even up to a year,
right.
until people who actually went to school for PR really get the nuances that make the difference between getting a booking, a big booking, and not getting a booking. In fact, the other day, I happened to love this because somebody turned over a placement to me, and they just said, could you do me a favor and present the experts? And I did, no problem. And they looked at me and they said, oh, wow. That was like totally awesome.
Right.
You know, because I'm a professional and I know what I'm doing. But see, see, it takes a long time to do that. You have to have that skill set in order to be successful. So now the trend is towards hiring people who can actually perform a deliverable for you, who can put your money where it's going to do the most good. I use this great analogy. I love this. I don't know if I told you the car Wednesdays.
Not yet. I can't wait.
Well, this is why we love this whole pay-for-placement concept and putting your money exactly where it's going to do the most good, that it give you a guaranteed deliverable. I look at it this way. Walking into, let's say you choose to do something like the retainer, PR retainer route, which a lot of people are moving away from now. A lot of clients are moving away. They're moving much more into the guaranteed deliverable scenario. And, of course, we have created that because it makes so much sense to the clients. And it's like walking into the retainer-based PR model. This is what happens to clients out there in the world, is they walk into, it's like walking into a car dealership, Stacey. Imagine this. You walk into a car dealership, you have your $30,000, hard-earned dollars, by the way,
mm-hmm.
all right? And they represent your dream, your vision, and your future, and what you've spent many, many years doing to get this money, right, in your work. But in this case, you walk into a car dealership, and you've got your 30 grand. You hand it over to the salesman, and you say, could you do me a favor? Could you spend the next 3 months just trying to get me that car over there in white? And, of course, you know, 3 months later goes by. They haven't really found you the car. They come back and say, I'm sorry, we really couldn't find your car, but thanks for the money. Would you ever, ever accept that? No.
Right.
You would want that car signed, sealed, and delivered, and spotless. Not one speck of dust on it, or you're calling the manager.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
See, that's how it is. You don't have to do that anymore. You do not have to waste your PR dollars. And that's really one of our messages, is you don't have to do that. You want to create a PR strategy for yourself that's packed with guaranteed deliverables. And that's important. Guaranteed deliverables. That is, what is the outcome that I can reasonably expect from this placement? And quite frankly, I don't want to pay unless I get the placement. And that's the big trend these days. So we're moving away from your typical PR where you're lucky if you get something, you should be honored, you know, that you actually got something. No, you deserve your placements, quite frankly. Everyone deserves to be in the media. There is a media placement for everyone. Properly packaged and positioned and managed, there is a media placement for everyone, and I believe that. And you can start anywhere. For example, if I had an expert without a lot of credentials, you know, and just really had to get going, we develop and package our experts so we know how to take them from early stage expert, you know, to top national expert. And that's what that's why I believe there's something for everyone, because, again, the mission statement is empowerment for the betterment of all. And if we're only working with top high-quality experts, well, what about all the people who deserve to be a top high-quality expert but just need to be packaged and helped a little bit along the way? Right, Stacela?
Right, absolutely true. Absolutely
now?
True.
Sure, that brings us into TV. Now, TV is a lot more challenging. TV has changed a lot over the last 4 or 5 years. Prior to 2001, you saw a lot of talk shows, a lot of daily afternoon talk shows. Remember, Stace, all those?
Oh, goodness.
Sally.
Yep, Sally was on. And
Ananda, Yamla. I mean, you name it, it was on the air. Right? All a lot of talk feature-style shows. Which was great for your regular broad-based author, feature-style
mm-hmm.
author.
Mm-hmm.
It's more challenging now, okay, because there's only a handful of those shows left. The climate has changed. You'll see a lot of breaking news, a lot of news-style shows, a lot of news magazine-style shows even in the day. So that's really taken over. So now, remember I spoke to you a little earlier about our experts. If you're able to tie yourself into the breaking news, you're able to get on the air as an expert commenting. So that's really important. So TV is a lot less predictable. You see how we sort of are subject to the news climate of the day, mm-hmm. and then we have to identify a way that our client can relate to the topic and share value for the audience. Now, if you go on TV, Stacey, would there ever be a time when you'd be allowed to say, hey, let me tell you guys all about my book?
Only if you want to be blackballed, like we said. Only if you
right.
want to never come on again.
So remember, TV is not your platform. You are on someone else's agenda. You're
mm-hmm.
on the TV show's agenda. Your host has a list of pre-developed segment idea, and they are generally following the idea, not only for time restraints. Remember, you know, everything in TV is down to the absolute second. Okay, remember that. You've seen that happen when the guy's cut off at the end. That's because they had to go, man. So TV is a lot less flexible in terms of promoting. You'll rarely see your website on a chyron, that is how you're identified on the air, but you'll generally see the type of expert you are, your name and your credentials, and the name of your book. You'll usually have that going back and forth. They'll usually be switching between one chyron and another. Again, a chyron is the way you're identified on the screen. Rarely, though, will you see a website. And if you do mention your book more than one time, you'll be in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. And when you do mention your book, it has to be with the utmost discretion, and it has to absolutely fit in the conversation. See how critical it is? So TV is slightly different.
And you know what? You're never booked, even if you think you're booked. You're like really never booked. You know, I mean, you always have to be confirming and thinking that, okay, this may not happen. Because the breaking news does happen, and they will wipe the slate clean and look for the other breaking news expert.
Sure. You know, it's very interesting you say that, because when you're planning your PR strategy, somebody could say from one of the major morning shows, we're going to have you on 2 months from now.
Right.
And you believe it.
That was probably just to get you to stop calling them.
That's what it is, why it's subject to change.
Right. Yes. Yes.
But you
absolutely
can't put any eggs in your TV basket.
No.
You can put eggs in your radio basket.
Mm-hmm.
You can go after print and be successful, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the TV basket's different, though. You must use that as a part of your strategy, but not use it as your main strategy. Your main strategy is radio.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yes.
And then you do print and TV wraparound.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And that brings you the rest of the way. Some things with TV are, you know, one of the reasons people love TV now, and I agree, and I think this is so important. If you do not have TV, you must get your local TV station to get you on the air, and here's why. You must land a local TV, because major TV now needs to see you on the air before they can make a decision to put you on the air. Now, in the old days, and you're going to find this so funny, Stacey, I'm calling this the old days.
I know.
The old days, we would send, older days, vintage, we'd send a VHS over. All right? That's vintage now.
Right.
Now, old days is sending over a DVD. I am not kidding. Overnighting a DVD is considered old days.
Yep.
What's even better is being able to bring the media to your site, click on your demo right then and there on your site, so we can actually showcase you to the expert.
Yes.
Excuse me?
Instantaneously. I mean, boom, and you have to be moving quickly.
Right.
You know, there's no time. There's no time anymore. Yeah, that's so funny that you talk about vintage. Mm-hmm. It makes me very nostalgic, as we say. Remember how we used to coach on, you know, you always want to forward your tape to the exact 10 best seconds of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Remember all that?
Yeah.
You're rewinding and forwarding and rewinding and forwarding, but it has. It has completely changed. And if you don't change along with the time,
right,
you're going to be left in the dust. That's with anything.
Well,
left
that's why,
dust.
Sure, and I always look at, I refer to us as the publicists on the front lines, because we are. We're on the front lines every day. We're talking directly to the media, so we know exactly what's going on in the media and what the latest and newest trends are. And as you said in the intro, we like to share those with people, again,
mm-hmm,
for the betterment of all, so you guys aren't left in the dust while, you know, some other people who happen to know what's working, you know, move way ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
We want everyone to be way ahead, period. So there you go. Now, so that's good for TV, and I have to say that, you know, remember, the producer's looking for the best choice. And if you can be the best choice, which gets us into media website strategy, you will be booked sometimes right on the spot. When I bring a journalist or a producer to someone's site, I want to get them booked. Let's say I'm booking something. I go for the clothes. And how do I do it? Well, I use their site, and we have a strategy called Media Websites, and we do have the free CDs up there at that link. And of course, we give away free CDs too. Simply email me at annie@anniejenningspr.com and ask me for the free Media Website CD. I'm happy to send it to you if you include your address, though. And you can find out how to create a media website. Because when I'll bring someone to the, I've got a journalist, I've got a producer on the line, my goal is to secure the segment for my client, and I don't want to hang up until I do. So I want to have everything there, and my creme de la creme is that I can say, so let's take a look at so-and-so on the air. I click on the link, it works, right? They're clicking with me on their end, it works.
That's me.
Yetzke, and there you go. You've done a local TV. It's fabulous. It's up on your site, and usually at that point we can get you booked without hanging up. Now picture this. You're competing against someone else who doesn't have a great website. The best they can do is say, I'll overnight you a DVD, thinking they're like, you know, good. They're like, okay, this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work. It's already booked. I already booked it. Sorry. You know, because that's the whole thing, is that so you've got to have some of these tools in place to be successful. So TV is great. So you see how it's weaving together. The set of deliverables is different for the different types of media. But you really should have all types of media. Definitely radio. Definitely print. Definitely TV. And you see how you use it for different outcomes. Okay? So if you only have radio, you have an outcome, but you don't have the full benefit of using the rest of the media to your advantage. Obviously, the internet placements are huge these days.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend them because they do such a great job for people. I mean, so many great things come out of internet placements these days. Let's say a major site, you know, you're quoted on a major site, and they link back to your site. That's your best case scenario, linking back to your site. Now, one old-fashioned point of view is saying, well, I really want to write the entire article, or I really want my book mentioned throughout the entire article. Consider that an old-fashioned point of view, because the important thing is that your name is mentioned as a quoting expert, a quoted expert in the piece, and if you can get them to link back to your site, some sites do and some sites don't, that is a huge advantage. If you could only get that, that's all you would really care about. That's like a big deal. So it doesn't matter how much they're going to use you in the article. The fact that you were in the internet article and the fact that they may link back to your site is absolutely, you know, a huge, huge benefit for many reasons. Search engine optimization, prestige in your industry, the ability for people to, I call it traffic on a platter, you know, because think of this, Stacey, you know, let's pretend you're a quoted expert on one of the major sites.
Mm-hmm.
They have, let's say, maybe millions of hits a month, and they're reading your article, and they're clicking over to your site. If your site has a conversion strategy, that
mm-hmm.
is, you know who's coming to your site and why, and you have a good conversion strategy in place, you're capturing a huge audience. You're capturing leads. It's amazing in building a community,
mm-hmm.
which is the next wave of, you know, big push up on the internet and internet strategy is how strong is your community. And that's really critical. So you see, internet placements, again, have a place in everybody's PR life, that's for sure. So there you go. I think we've done a nice presentation on the different types of media that people can use, you know, and how it benefits you in your overall strategy. So you want to have a little bit of each, actually. In your overall campaign, you see how, because everything leads to something else or some other outcome for yourself, so that you're a very well-rounded expert.
Ah, yeah, and that was easy. Did this hour go by so quickly?
Absolutely. And there's one more thing, Stacey.
Oh.
I have a new little buzzword that I use, or it's a buzz phrase, and
great.
It is be everywhere at all times.
Oh, and that's, yes.
Yeah.
I use that too.
You do?
That is my philosophy.
Well, there you go.
Absolutely. You have to be everywhere at all times.
Be everywhere at all times, and that's
sure.
your key. And you do that by using radio, TV, print,
mm-hmm.
and internet as much as you can, because, you know, people say to us, there's nowhere, everywhere I talk to, no, it has some connection to Annie Jennings PR. And that's true, because we are everywhere at all times.
That's absolutely true. It's also word of mouth.
Word of mouth, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot of work. This is not, you know, you just don't magically create this stuff. But you do, if you work at it over time, you wind up with a huge platform and a mega community and a huge outreach, and you do wind up being everywhere at all times.
And you know what? When you have a passion for what you do, as you do, for publicity, it's not even like working. It is like magic, isn't it?
Well, yeah, then it's like play, actually.
It is.
You're
like, what?
Sure.
This is amazing.
Well, when you're working in your destiny, there's unlimited energy, and there's no such thing as a clock, and you're willing to do it. Every single day is new.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day is fresh. Every single day is another chance to kick it up a notch with the best cup of coffee you can get.
Absolutely. 24 hours. You can't buy one. It doesn't matter how much money you have, so what are you going to do with them? That's how I look at it.
With your 24 hours. You're right, Stacey. Why don't you say that again, because I really like that.
Well, I say that every morning you wake up, or every day,
mm-hmm.
every time it hits midnight, that's a 24 new hours that
you
don't
can't
cost you anything. You can't buy.
You can't buy them back.
You can't buy them
back.
So what are you going to do with them?
Yeah.
You know, you can't go backwards. You can't buy more.
Yeah.
So no matter if you have no money, if you're working hard, you know, you've got your sleeves rolled up and using the elbow grease and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
it's all worth it because you're all working towards your goal. And again,
right.
as we say, the betterment of us all.
That's
yes.
right. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's fun. Part of a community. I mean, it's just really the best place you can be. It's so much fun. Just striving for your goals every day, being part of a community. And what I do is, this is how we achieve so much here. People say, what do? Work 24 hours? I said, no, but I could.
Right.
You know, if I wanted to, because I do have the passion. But no, I do something every day over and above my normal course of business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the secret. Always pushing forward in some way or another. And then over time, that grows. What if you spend only 5 minutes a day pushing towards going over and above what you need to do during that day? Well, that's a lot of time, day in and day out, over
right.
the course of a year, 2 years, five mm-hmm. years, 10 years. We've been in business 15 years, imagine. This is why we are able to do what we do, because every day we continually do more to build ourselves and build our outreach in our community. And it's a business model that's being widely accepted now, where people are really, really intense about this type of business model, because it's really proven to work over time to be one of the most powerful business models in growing your business and having an internet presence in the industry right now. So, my darling,
yes.
that wraps?
I believe that is a wrap, but no one can forget, if you do want to, I believe, catch this,
mm-hmm,
this teleseminar
sure.
in a couple of days when we get it up there,
yep.
and also other teleseminars previous to this one, just check out AnnieJenningsPR.com/publicitypro.htm. So you'll be able to download those for free on our site there. And I just got to say, I hope everyone has a fabulous Friday.
Well, I want to thank everyone for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Stacey Amaral Kaufman was my co-host tonight, and she is a sports radio personality, a sports blogger. You've really got to check her out. She's got a great personality, always funny, 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 funny. I got to say funny, because she's really incredible. And, blessed to have Stacey in our lives, and I just want to, you know, introduce you formally to everybody who's listening, that you're a wonderful publicist, brilliant.
And you never know. Maybe some people already know me.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure they do. Believe me, you've been around, girlfriend.
I know. That's how you got to do it, everywhere at all times.
Everywhere at all times. Well, it's been wonderful. And my name is Annie Jennings, of course, from Annie Jennings PR. We look forward to hearing from you. Please let us know if we can help you guys out. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
All right, bye all.